We love it when kids act out the Christmas story. And sometimes it's tempting for us to think of this birth of Jesus as nothing more than a children's story. But it is so much more. It is a moment in time in history when God changed the path of human history. One of the names that we have learned of Jesus is that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if Jesus is the King, that means that Caesar is not. This is a statement that is profound. If Jesus is King of Kings, then he is a king worthy of worship and adoration and our hearts in service. You know, for us, the concept of kings seems like a far-off kind of arm's-length concept. It's something that we think of more like we would see in a Netflix drama or a period piece of some kind. We live in a modern democracy, and we think of kings as outmoded and outdated, maybe even unnecessary. But in our world, in a world that we live in a which we live in a time of individualism and personal freedom, in a sense, we can think of it in this way, that each of us has at times set up ourselves as the king of the world that we inhabit. You know, in the ancient Near East, wherever you had a city and people together, you found kings. The jobs of these kings were to gather the resources and to make sure that the people had them, that they guarded and protected the people, that they brought order, and they made sure that the gods were being fed, that they were being worshipped, and that the gods would be happy with them. And they even were called, in the ancient Near East, the shepherds of the people, because the kings were tasked with the well-being of the people that they ruled. The king was also the source of justice. He was like the supreme court of the land, responsible to establish and maintain justice for the people in that place. When we think of Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we are probably thinking of someone who comes in power and majesty and might. But what we find in the story of Jesus' birth is a king that comes in humility, and yet in whom we find tremendous glory, worthiness, beauty, truth, and grace. The thing is, in the scriptures, we actually find a description of what an ideal king looks like. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 17. And in that little passage in Deuteronomy 17, God lays out seven characteristics of what an ideal king should be like. It says that the chosen king is one chosen by God, not by the people, one who is anointed. This is a king from among the people, one of the people, not an outsider from somewhere else. The king, who is an ideal king, must have faith. They must not trust, it says, in their horses and their chariots, which is the military power of the day. Rather, they should trust and have faith that God will win their battles. The ideal king is one who is loyal, with an undivided heart, one who is self-sacrificing and ensures that the resources are not hoarded for themselves so they become wealthy, but rather that the people have all that they need. The king must know the scripture, and the king must live according to those scriptures as a model and example for the people. In the Old Testament, we find the words of the prophets, prophets like Micah and Isaiah, that foretell the coming of a new king. When those prophets spoke these words about an anointed king, a Messiah who would come, the people of Israel were in exile. They were no longer a kingdom, and they had no king. But the word of promise was given to them, that one who would come, who would be their royal and anointed king. That king is the one who is born in the stable, Jesus. Now think of those seven qualities and characteristics of a king that we found in Deuteronomy. Chosen by God and anointed, Jesus is the anointed one, the promised Messiah. One of the people born among, from among the people we have here in Jesus. Jesus who comes and is born in a stable with the humble and with the outcasts and the poorest of the poor, not far off in a castle somewhere, distant from the people. Jesus has faith. He is tempted and tried and tested and proves faithful. He says in his teaching that I and the Father are one. And he says, I only do the things that the Father guides me to do. He shows that he is the one who is loyal to the ways of the Father. He sacrifices for the people so that they may have all that they need. Jesus, the King of Kings who comes, is the one who gives not only resources, but gives his life. So that we might have life and eternal life. Not only does Jesus know the scriptures, it says that Jesus is the Word of God himself, the Word made flesh and revealed to humanity. And that Jesus not only lives as a model and example, but also he was sinless and perfect, showing us the way to live in God's kingdom. So at Christmas time, we celebrate and remember the promise that we will have a king who is the king above other kings, a king who is different than other kings, a king whose kingdom is one filled with peace and justice, hope and light. And we are invited to worship and to serve this king. Born in a manger, full of humility, grace, and truth. In a book called The Anticipated Christ, the author Brian Zond says this, situated on the fault lines of one of the world's most intractable conflicts, Bethlehem lies at the intersection of beauty and a painful reality. The Christmas carol about Bethlehem says it just right. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. You see, Christ is not only born in the beautiful places of our lives, as if we live in some idyllic bubble like a snow globe. Christ is born into the war-torn and broken places of our lives, littered with rubber bullets and tear gas canisters. Jesus isn't born into a fairy tale, but into the world as it is. And so during Advent, we hold to Micah's ancient prophecy. He shall be great to the ends of the earth, and this one shall be our peace. May we today welcome this King, the King of Kings, who was born into our world, into our lives as we acknowledge him as king. O King born in Bethlehem, may you come to the broken places of our world. Be the one who leads us into the ways of peace. Amen.